Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Rehabilitating Your Portfolio, a podcast about how to protect capital while still capturing the upside. And now, here's your host, Brett Rosenthal.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Brett Rosenthal, and we're going to be exploring all aspects of rehabilitating your investment portfolio. This is a live trading desk, don't forget, so I may be pulled away for a moment and have to put you on pause, but this is a live trading desk where we are actively managing capital, both our own private capital and that for investors. So everything we discuss on these shows, the tools that we discuss, the disciplines that we talk about are tools and disciplines that we incorporate into everyday capital management here at Rosenthal Capital. So I hope these thoughts are helpful to you. Now, of course, we always come at this first from a side of our algorithms. So let's jump right in. We've had a lot to deal with in the last couple of days. Let's look at our algorithm for the S&P. We got long on, just to remind you all, on the 22nd of August, we had that test of our stop on the 29th of August, which reversed and skyrocketed, closed higher at the end of the day. And I think that was the last time we really spoke about how the algorithms are designed, back-tested, optimized over a decade plus of data. And one of the key issues is to never allow the open to take you out of a position. First hour of trading is notoriously an hour designed to shake people off the bus, as my friend and partner Bill Jacobs would say. The market's always trying to get you off the bus so that it can make a move and make money while you're still standing on the side of the street looking, trying to figure out what's happening. So gap downs at the open are not to be trusted. You have to be patient. And on the 29th, we were patient, and we got paid off. The market was higher at the end of the day. The following morning, we were out there buying big cap internet stocks. We told you all about that. If you're following us on Twitter, at Brett Rosenthal, or on our website, rosenthalcapital.com, and at the bottom of the page, the home page, you'll see our Twitter feed. We talked about how we were overexposed to biotechnology, overexposed to big cap internet. We had a real nice run for 3 days. The market just really, jumped up a couple percentage points. And the leadership in the market has clearly been biotech. We had a something like a 16% move in the biotech index. We were invested in BIB, which is the ETF that's twice IBB. So we were selling into that strength. On Friday of last week, we were hitting our primary target on the S&P. And when we hit that, I shouldn't say primary, I should say our first target, which we call raise stop target. When we take positions, statistically speaking, based on our algorithms, when we are initially taking a position, we expect 7 out of 10 positions on these big indexes to make it to raise stop. That's what the statistics and the probabilities bear out. There's a 7 out of 10 probability that we're going to see the markets go higher when we get our original buy signals on the big indexes. And of course, I'm talking about the S&P using the ETF SPY, talking about the triple Qs, the NASDAQ 100, QQQ, and the small cap Russell 2000, the symbols IWM. When we get long entry signals on those three big indexes, our algorithms tell us there's a 7 out of 10 chance, in some cases a little better than 7 out of 10, but let's just call it 7 out of 10, that we're going to get to our first raise target. Once we get to that raise target, we raise our stop, and we recognize that risk is now elevated because the probabilities change again. And at that stage, there's a 50-50 chance that the market will go higher. All right, so we raise our stop to make sure that we make money on this transaction, all right? And depending on how conservative or aggressive you want to be, you may even take some profits at raise stop. So what we did here in the majority of our portfolios, and again, it really depends on your risk tolerance, so this is a general comment I'm making, but when the S&P algorithm tells us we've hit our raised target and we know that our probabilities have just changed on us to make the environment more risky, what we do is we book some profits. We take some excess off. So we had more than market volatility at entry point, whatever that may be, 25, 50, in some cases 80% more than market volatility, S&P volatility. We've put on positions that give us a dramatically greater advantage at the beginning of the move when we have a 7 out of 10 opportunity to be profitable. All right, hang on a second. I'm going to have to handle that call. All right, I'm back. So what I'm saying is when we get into a raised stop status, we take a dramatic amount of our excess risk off the table, and so we get ourselves closer to a one-to-one risk with the S&P itself. And that's what we did on Friday. And so then we're not really surprised when the market really got hammered yesterday. It took us below our stop. It did that at around 12 o'clock yesterday, and so we took the opportunity to exit the rest of our position. Now, our strategies are still long the small cap index. They're still long the NASDAQ 100. Depending on how you want to manage your risk, you may have some exposure to those indexes. If you're using the S&P as your benchmark, and that is the best performing algorithm that we have, the S&P algorithm is the best performing algorithm from a risk reward standpoint. It's the most liquid, and therefore is the probabilities and statistics are most accurate. And so for us, when we get to that point, we reduce risk dramatically. Hang on a second. It's a live trading desk today and a lot of action going on. We operate down here in Florida, and so as you know, there's a major hurricane watch on here. And so not only is the phone ringing off the hook for execution reasons and market reasons, we're also having a lot of discussions about how to get ourselves prepared to deal with Hurricane Irma. Anyway, I digress. Getting back to what I'm saying, we find when our raised stop target is hit and then we literally have to take our S&P position out because of the raised exit, we find that it's telling us risk is really elevated. And so depending on how risk averse you are, you could take all your positions out and go to cash. You could be, if you like to have some positions for a long-term investment, then you don't want to disturb those. But all of your excess risk you want to reduce at this stage in the cycle, and then just stick with your core if that's how you want to manage your portfolio. So these algorithms help you determine when to have a lot of risk on and when to start taking risk off. It was correct to put a lot of risk on back on the 22nd of August. It's now correct to be taking risk off and protecting a portfolio. Whatever that means to you, whether it means you just get rid of all positions that aren't performing well, whether it means you go to 100% cash, whether it means you just trim down to the core holdings that you hold long term, or whether it means you put on some short term hedges, right? You could be short some of the big indexes against your long individual equity portfolios. Whatever you want to do, risk is elevated. So that's where our big indexes stand right now. If you want to have exposure to the market, the strongest by far, the strongest index is still the NASDAQ 100. That's where you'd want your risk to be. So that's how we're set up. And now look, let's go over to the biotech for a second. We had a massive run off of the lows on the biotech. That was an outstanding buy signal. We put the position on at around 53.29 on BIB, which is the index that's twice the volatility of IBB. And we sold out the position completely at around 60.5. Okay? So You know, that's about as good as it's going to get on an individual group. It's about a 13.5% move in about 8 days. It is the strongest group in the market. You could choose to still have a position there. We've gone through our primary. There's three targets we've gone through so far. We hit our raise stop, then we went through primary exit, and now we've hit our fourth target. Statistics would tell us that we've seen the majority of this particular move, and there'll be some backing and filling and a consolidation at this point. Market could shoot higher, though. I mean, the biotechs are crazy, so they could run up another, 10%, only to come right back down to these prices over the next, month or so. And when risk is elevated and we're no longer long the S&P, we step out of groups like this. Same thing can be said for the big cap internet stocks. We were long FDN, which is the big cap internet ETF. We took that 75% of that position off the table on Friday, and we exited the rest of the position yesterday. But again, strategy is still long the big cap internet stocks and still long the triple Qs. So depending on the type of portfolio you're running, you may want some exposure still to that space. So I kind of share with you what I do personally, but I also, what I do personally should not affect what's going on in your portfolio. You have to determine what your risk tolerance is and what type of exposure you want to the market. And these algorithms and these radio shows are just designed to give you an idea of when risk is elevated and when the window of opportunity for reward is at its greatest, and try to use that information to protect your capital. The object of what we're doing here, and when we say rehabilitate your portfolio, is to teach you the right disciplines to build success. And the very basic discipline is to learn how to understand risk and how to take that understanding and effectively manage your capital. How to understand when risk is elevated and what to do about it, and when reward potential is at its greatest and how to take advantage of it. That's what this show at its core is all about. And now what I want to do is just share with you some thoughts before I go here. And we're going to be off air now for a couple of days. We're going to be moving to a mobile office. We're going to take our computers with us and get some, get to high ground and deal with this hurricane. So I probably won't be doing radio shows going forward for the next, week or so, depending on what the storm is like. So I thought I would just leave you with a reading from Sun Tzu. As you know, if you all know Sun Tzu, he's a philosopher. He wrote the book The Art of War. And I think this is just a really wonderful piece. My partner, and who happens to also be my sister, this is a family-run operation, Michelle, left this on my desk last night, and I thought it would be great to share with you. Sun Tzu addresses how the need to win could negatively influence an individual and the resulting effort to secure a favorable result in a passage entitled The Need to Win. This is the passage. When an archer is shooting for nothing, he has all the skill. If he shoots for a brass buckle, he is already nervous. If he shoots for a prize of gold, he goes blind. Or he sees two targets. He is out of his mind. His skill has not changed, but the prize divides him. He cares. He thinks more of winning than of shooting. And the need to win drains his power. The reason I want to share that with you is because this has a direct influence on how we manage money, this passage. If you're so concerned about making the right decision and about winning and about being successful, you're going to struggle to make the right decisions because you're not focusing on the real issue. And the real issue is the process. You need a process that is repeatable with a high degree of probability. If you execute that process, success will be the result. If you obsess about the success, and therefore forget about focusing on the process, you'll have a very hard time rehabilitating your portfolio. Said another way, if you focus on your failures over the last 5 years or so and say, I have to be successful immediately, I have to fix my portfolio, I have to win and turn around my experience now, you will get nowhere in the process of rehabilitating your investment portfolio. But if you focus on the process, if you put yourself on the right side of probabilities and statistics, and you execute that process with blinders on, not paying attention to whether or not you're winning or losing on every trade or every investment, but instead focusing on executing the process, you will be successful over time and your net worth will reflect that success. I hope that's been helpful. I wish you all the best of luck investing and trading today. Those of you who are in Florida, please be safe. Please do things to protect yourself and your family. And we look forward to speaking with you again on the other side. Have a good afternoon.
To learn more about how to protect capital and still capture the upside, join us at rosenthalcapital.com. And for real-time updates about what our algorithms are saying, follow us on Twitter at Brett Rosenthal, B-R-E-T-R-O-S-E-N-T-H-A-L.